The Grand Theatre, Le Grand Théâtre. The audio guide now brings us to another emblematic building. The Grand Theatre of Bordeaux was designed in the 18th century by the famous architect Victor Louis, who was a winner of the Grand Prix of Rome and who worked on the gardens of the Royal Palace as well as the French Theatre in Paris. He inspired Charles Garnier in his construction of the Palais Garnier Opera House, an influence that is particularly evident in the Grand Staircase. The theater, which is 88 meters long, 47 meters wide, and seats 1,100 spectators, has been declared a historical monument of France. The architecture is truly innovative in many respects. Its immense portico is composed of 12 Corinthian columns, which enhance its imposing neoclassical façade. 12 statues adorn it, portraying the 9 muses and the goddesses of Juno, Venus, and Minerva. The theatre is part of the opulent urban development of Bordeaux that took place during the Age of Enlightenment. Painted in the royal colours, blue, white, and gold, the regal Grand Theatre Hall is the primary building of the National Opera of Bordeaux. Throughout its long history of theatrical performances, operas, and concerts, the Grand Theatre has hosted the most illustrious artists of the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries. In 1871, it served as the National Assembly of the French Parliament. Today, it has the honor of being the oldest opera in Europe, which hasn't had to undergo any renovation works.